look, I cannot not sing or hum that freaking intro when I hear it play. But I'm going to stop. I'm going to get it under control.
It's lit.
What's up, everybody? Whoa. What'd you say? Let's start.
What's going on down over there? Are you sipping?
Let's try. Man. Should I be? Because right. We're about to get into some stuff. Right. All right. But before we get into that, let's start with this little here intro. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. This is Soul Food Sundays, hosted by two of the dopest trainers you will ever meet. My name is Coach G.
Oh, I'm supposed to do it? Oh, yo. I'm Coach J.
God.
You got the intro. Let's go. We just discussed that. You got the intro.
And that's Coach J. All right. So each episode, we serve you up health and fitness principles for people of color with a healthy dose of tea, of course. All right. So we're going to take what's trending, put it under a microscope with the help of some very smart and informed fitness professionals and friends. Today, it will just be me and Coach J. God, am I sipping?
You are. It's okay.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, we've been friends so long. We family. Like, we are one.
Yeah, that's all good.
So, if I say Coach G, if I say Coach J, it's...
Yeah,
it's
there you go. Ooh, play it off.
One of us.
Hey, so we got
some
heat, man.
So if...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Right, look, if y'all read the title, you see we going to get into some real stuff today. But let's start with... Before we get into this whole sex drive thing, let's start with the abortion stuff. I don't want to call it stuff, but it's just so much to unpack with that. Like, I, as a woman, am just, like, you want to say it's unbelievable, but it's not, because no offense to you, Coach J, but men are just like, this is a man thing. And it's becoming so normal, and
but this really is just it, so unjust. Is it though? Like, because if you look at, like, and I'm not huge on politics, but you know, I started to kind of, like, you know, go through Facebook, look through the news feed, and I'm looking at, you know, the parties that are involved in making these laws, and I'm seeing them, like, you know, for the most part, they're non people of color, and then I did see a few females. And I'm looking at the responses, and I'm like, and what they're rebuttaling, I'm like, are you serious? So I don't think it's just I think it has something to do with it, but I think it's bigger than just,
and I'm not into politics either, because I think it's right. BS, you know, to be honest. I think our system is just so messed up and so corrupt and so unfair and just so unjust and so unbalanced that I just can't even, like, I can't even. But the thing is, like, the backing behind it is church, and the U.S. was founded, you know, based on the separation of church and state. So now it's okay to include religion when we're making decisions for the U.S. or state, whatever. So, like, how? When? What happened?
Man, I don't know.
What happened? Because that's the defense that I'm seeing. You know, and for the record, I'm pro-choice, but I would not get an abortion. So, and I'm still like, yo, this is bullshit. Real talk. Like, you can't do that. Like, you can't do that. You can't make these type of decisions. So I don't know. What about you? Are you pro-choice?
Like I said, I'm not huge on politics. But I believe, like we were discussing mm-hmm. before the show, like if you're in a situation, you're a female, you get raped, mm-hmm. right? And it's, mm-hmm. it should be up to you to whether to abort that child or have the child, give it up for adoption or whatever the case may be. But I don't think you should be controlled. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to make that decision, I don't think it's up to somebody else. You know, I think honestly it's just how else would you view it? You know what I'm saying? How else would you view that than control? And you said it's Missouri now? I thought it was just Alabama.
Yeah, like literally today, I think.
So it's like a domino effect. Let's see if it works in Alabama, and then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, for sure.
So you think eventually that the whole United States.
Oh, my. I really hope not. But. You know, it's super possible. And I think we have some very liberal states. Like, I don't think everyone is going to hop on board. But when the majority is being run, you're right.
You never know. And, you know, they're just testing it out. It's a beta test now. You get the South, you know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. It's a little slower, a little more controllable. I'm out west, you know, I'm in Cali, so out here, it moves fast. On the East Coast, it moves fast. So I believe we're going to test everything out in the South where we have a little more control, and then we're going to see how it goes. And then eventually, I mean, I believe it is going to spread. It's just a matter of time. Like, because it's one government for the most part, you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe it's probably going to be, I will say this, Coach G, it's going to be bigger than just those two states, for sure.
Yeah, so. You're right. Well, so I don't want the show to get too political and be based around that, but we just had to touch on that. Because like I said, it's just bullshit. Sorry to keep saying it's that. Crazy. It's just bullshit. but really what this show is about is sex drive.
I wonder if that like messed up people's sex drives when they heard that, they're like, what's going on?
But it ties in because like sex drive and having a healthy sex drive is so necessary, like just as a functioning human being. And if it becomes a thing of like, now I don't have control over my body or what happens, it's almost like a freaking killer. Like, man, like you got to think about, and I'm not saying that people were just having sex like, oh, I'm going to have unprotected sex if I get pregnant. Oh, well, I'm going to just get an abortion. But
the bottom line is,
right. Like, if it was an option, right, and that's fine, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not afraid to say, like, yo, if you was out here, you could afford to have an abortion, if you were at peace with that, like, mentally, physically, you was good, like, if you had a slip up, yo, like, you don't have that option anymore. And, you know, that's not fair. Right. Or on the other hand, we look at it like now we're going to have women who are getting abortions, but not the legal way,
right,
or not the safe way. Now we have a whole different, problem, you know, thing to handle.
They're going to go over to Mexico and get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like butt lifts.
Man,
people will find a way.
Crazy.
People will find a way.
If they would have built that wall, people still would have been getting over here. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so sex drive. What are some of the things that people should know about how to improve sex drive? Okay. Go ahead, jump that off, and then I'm going to just touch on the guys. I'm going to touch on it.
Well, first of all, I want to say that sex is healthy, and there is this stigma, especially among older women associated with having sex, like I'm talking about 65 and up, girl, please,
right,
do what you gotta do.
They said things still get hot.
Like I told you, I'm not gonna say who I asked because they don't want to be mentioned, but I asked a few older women
who are
all best friends. They're all best friends. Bye. But I asked them like about their sex drive. I asked four women. Two of them have had hysterectomies, you know, the estrogen, everything is off. They've gone through menopause. Like, let's take all those factors out because they've gone through it. Sex drive didn't change a bit. Like, they still, one of them said, I still feel like I'm 30, and yo, if I would have got a hysterectomy back then after my second child, like I would have been out here in these streets. And I was just like, Okay.
Wait. So, Coach G, so let me ask you this. Now, how, like, okay, so you asked four different women, right? Now, do they all 55 or older or all 55? Mm-hmm. Okay, now do they work out on a regular basis?
What? Okay, what's so regular, let's say anyway,
3 to 4 times a week of, let's say, intense cardio or some type of resistance training.
No, absolutely not.
No, dang, and that thing still got hot.
Nah. Please, right. Because first of all, okay, calling it that thing, well, and you know, yeah, what I'm talking about.
Sorry. Okay, and it's, let me rephrase that. Sorry. I know who you are, person. But I'm just saying, I'm just very intrigued because I'll put it like this. I have someone, too, that we were discussing about before. And apparently, you know, it's still high. The sex drive is still high. And I know for a fact that this individual, you know, doesn't have the best fitness lifestyle, you know. But, excuse me, guys. No disrespect, but it's still a high sex drive for that individual. So I would say this. So just imagine if they stayed in their bag, like far as, like, you know, working out 3 to 4 times a week, 30 minutes or more of intense cardio or resistance training or high intensity interval training, and the hydration was on point, and they have a wholesome nutritional intake. Just imagine the possibilities. I don't want to imagine that like that, but you know what I'm saying, though. Just imagine of the quality of life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I know I went off on a tangent. You get me?
Yeah. I mean, but it all ties, because for women, it's so much more than just sex drive. You know, like, we need, like, that emotional intimacy. Like, we need so many more things. And some women don't. Some, you know, can get instantly aroused. But we need, like, the emotional stuff. We need the arousal, you know, that comes with foreplay. Like, it's like this whole cycle to get you to that desire to actually engage in sex. So that could be part of it too. Like, it may not even be the sex drive. It may be your partner not getting you to that point of sexual desire, whether that means he or she is not looking the way they used to look, or, you know, you're not attracted to them in that way, or mentally or emotionally you've checked out, you know. So of course, like, then it just becomes sex and just our chemical makeup, we don't deal with
it. It's funny you say that. I think, you know, we've all been, you know what I'm saying, around the block, and you know, there's different levels to it. So if I think we are taking these necessary steps, you know what I'm saying, to, like you said, the foreplay, the balanced nutrition, a healthy, you know, fitness lifestyle, I think if we take the time and the effort, you know what I'm saying, we can definitely improve, you know, the sex drive. And it's easier said than done, though. I know. Because people get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I got comfortable and gained some weight back in the day. So I know, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, please.
When I'm tight now, I'm ready. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Give us some facts, Coach G. What can we do? You know what I'm saying? Let's break it down. What can we do?
All right, so of course, you know, this is a health and fitness podcast. You gotta work out. You gotta make sure your body's right. Make sure everything's functioning correctly. Mm. That libido, that's a big one. And you know, as far as sexual desire and you know, that drive to want to have sex, I think men kind of get left out of the conversation as if y'all are just always ready to go. And as like I honestly, I saw this tweet. I don't know if y'all on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, Janae Gamish. Anyway, I saw this tweet of this girl who was pretty much like implying that we deserve more work and we deserve this or that when it comes to sex because men are just so easy. And like, I wanted to retweet it and have like this whole thing, but I didn't. But like, yo, that is so off. Like, I don't want to use derogatory words, but
if you did, it would be number three.
Stop acting like.
I'm just playing. You get it. You get it.
How many do
Come
I
on,
get?
Let's go. Let's Can go. I love the energy today. Go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
So, yo, like, if you're offended by the word dick, I'm about to say dick. So,
okay
that's puts me at four. Like, here's my last one. Don't go into it thinking with this mindset that dick is just easy because we have been told or taught that the woman in the vagina is just so complex and complicated. And there's so many layers to it. And then, you know, men have just this appendage and that's it. And that's like, no, absolutely not. And if men are having trouble with sex drive and desire, like I'm pretty sure some of it has to do with their partner or lack thereof. But it's not just this, you know, I can't speak on it very intelligently because I don't have one, but
it, yeah, like, you know, stop like, going into it.
Go ahead.
Trying to get it. I'm like, hey, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for that perspective. Thank you for having that, you know, open-mindedness to express that thought because that's important. Mm-hmm. And it is, like I said, it's always different levels to both. Mm-hmm. And we have to acknowledge both sides. And I think just like, yes, men, we are, for the most part, it depends on the type of sex or how we want to be stimulated. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. does this individual mean something to us? You know what I'm saying? Or is this just a thing, a jump off? You know what I'm saying? So you're satisfied. You know what I'm saying? So it's different levels. So if you, goes back to a couple of our podcasts ago, I think in season one, we were just talking about something similar. You know, we had an episode. Which episode was that? We were talking about that one.
Let's talk about
and it was like we hit on some things that are still relevant for this podcast in season two, episode two. It's still the same. I think like you really have to, it just depends on the individual. So if that individual is not taking care of him or her, if they're not taking care of themselves, then how can we expect like to be stimulated? Like how can you have a high sex drive when you used to look like Janet Jackson, you fall off looking like somebody that, you know, your sex partner doesn't even recognize. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, you used to look, and those expectations are 3 years ago where, you know, how you guys met. And here you are as your partner, the guy or female is like, man, and you still on it and you fall off. But then you have to take some ownership in that. What did you do to not motivate your partner to stay on their fitness and nutrition and stay up on top of things? You know, I think it's like we're responsible to a certain extent for our partner's sex drive to a certain extent. But like you said, going back to what you said, you know, it depends on the level. Like, yeah, I've heard that all pretty much all my life. Like, you know, men are we always ready to go. Okay, cool. So what are you expecting? You can't want us to make love to you if you're not, you know what I'm saying, stimulating us too. So that's my two cents.
Right. Exactly. I love it. Yeah. So boom. All right. So there's a lot of influences when it comes to libido. Biological, physiological, social stuff. But if we want to get into the facts, biologically, the sex hormones and the neurotransmitters.
Yeah.
Look, I'm about to get real, real good. They regulate your libido. All right. So, if those are off, and when I say hormones, I'm talking about testosterone and dopamine. So, which is another reason that feeds into why men are quote unquote, I'm just quoting because I don't believe it, are always ready to go. y'all have the testosterone. Like, y'all naturally have that testosterone running through you, all right? And then we have to be careful, too, because of that extreme, like the hypersexuality, like where your libido is just up there. And that's where I think sex addicts, they say they're just hypersexual. The sex addict thing, as far as a clinical diagnosis, yes. As far as what they treat as causes, no. Like, I think it has a lot to do with social factors and past and things that have happened to that person that can feed into that. Because I just feel like if you're not satisfied by sex, it's probably because you're looking for something else. Like, the dopamine thing that's involved is a thing, yes, just like drugs. But, yeah, I don't know. That's just my two cents. I don't know. You can weigh in on that.
Keep going. I'll weigh in in a second.
All right, and then you got the hyposexuality, which is characterized as a lack or absence of sexual desire. And what is it? Asexual? That's like a thing in the LGBT community now. I don't want to offend. So I'm not going to speak in depth about it, but asexuality is pretty much you just have no desire. You're not having sex, and I can't get down with it.
Jesus, I can't get jiggy with this.
I
feel it. She's like, ain't gonna be able to do it. That ain't me.
No. I mean.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, no.
Song. He's like, I'm going in.
No.
I'm going in.
Oh my
God. What
is
that? I'm about
to go. It's just like, first of all, having an intimate relationship, I just believe sex is so important. Like, that's a very important factor in the maintenance of a relationship. Like, that is, you know, like, that would definitely. Affect my relationship.
Absolutely. Let me speak on me then. I can't get in a relationship that, you know, because I have a high sex drive. And that's, you know, I do work out. I do, you know, I don't have a perfect man. I work out.
You producing a lot of testosterone.
You know what I'm saying? Like, work out, get my water in. You know what I'm saying? I'm moving. So, listen, you got to keep up. So, you know, my significant other, you gotta hit that gym, baby. You know what I'm saying? You gotta match me. If you don't, it ain't gonna work. I can't have no, you gotta move, people. So if you want somebody, if you do have a natural sex drive, I would suggest, or we suggest that you know, seek out somebody that you know what I'm saying, you have some things in common with. You feel me? Or, you know, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, well, what if the sexual desire changes, though?
You know, that's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
You know, that's great.
And you know, I was having a conversation with someone about monogamy. Like, a lot of people will not face or accept the fact that they're poly. So you're in this monogamous relationship and you either can't be satisfied because you're built for, you know, to have multiple partners, or, you know, your sexual desire is one that they can't fulfill because you actually should be with two or three people. And some people emotionally can handle being emotionally connected to more than one person. I cannot. I don't want my partner to be, but, you know, that's a big thing. And I think there's a stigma with that too. Like, even being someone monogamous and being with someone who's poly, it would just be like, oh, the judgment that it's almost like, oh, you allowing him or you allowing her to cheat on you? Like, no, right. My partner is poly. Like, and that's just that, right. You know?
And, so, and it's nothing. It's nothing
right,
like you.
Right. And
cut you off, like, they don't love you less. They're probably in love with you. They just have needs that need to be, you know what I'm saying, met. And it's not like they're not turned on or stimulated by you, but they have, you know, certain desires. Like, I had this conversation with some of my close friends, one in particular, and we were just like, man, like, you know, I don't want to make this a male thing because it's a female thing too. Because, you know, but we were just talking about, like, man, some guys are just, you know, we are, you know, just doing it for sport, you know what I'm saying? Or we just need multiple partners, like, you know, we're referring to. And then I know some guys, personally, all they need is one, and they're good. You know what I'm saying? So that's very interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, if you're going to be in a monogamous relationship and you are not mature enough to really address what you feel and how you feel about monogamy, and you're just doing it because it's quote unquote the right thing to do, or maybe you're religious, like, in the Bible, these mofos had 30-something wives. Like, it's fine. Just do it. Like, do it. Okay, yeah. Today, legally, you can't marry all of them. Okay. Like, it's 2019. Create your own life. Like,
I'm trying to tell
you.
Be
your best you. You know, so I really wish that people, especially our community, would, like, drop, because you don't see us normally. Right. It's not normalized in our community to be in poly relationships. It's just not. Unless you're already in the LGBT community, like heterosexual couples, like in the whole poly thing in the African American community.
Right, but check it out. I was just talking to someone, and she comes from, you know, a different country, and her father has I don't know if it's considered his wives or whatever, but he openly has multiple partners and has multiple kids by each of the women. And they all with it. They with the smoke. Everybody love everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's fine. Like, okay. But that's what I'm saying. It plays into that sex drive. It may not even be sex drive. It may be sexual desire and feeling unfulfilled. Like, it may be psychological as opposed to, you know, biological. So many things, so many layers of this whole sex drive thing is what I'm saying. So many layers. We're at 30 minutes and we really haven't got down to the nitty gritty. So, yeah. Sexual desire. That sexual desire thing, it keeps, this Aisha Curry thing keeps popping in my head every time I say it out loud. Because,
well, I seen that she was, what was going on with that? What happened with that? Desired by other men. Is that what it was? Me either.
Right. So I did not watch the episode. I just went and checked in with Black Twitter.
All the info. Story. Man, then we get the world started. What is it?
In the shade room.
Yeah.
I feel like that was enough. I feel like I've done extensive research. I don't need to watch the show. But so what the stuff that you did here, what did you think about that? Like, so pretty much she said, you know, it's not that she wants to have an affair or anything like that, but she just desires.
Yeah, so I think, you know,
the attention from other men.
It goes back to, you know, Steph, you know, I don't think it's anything that, because I'm pretty sure he's a likable guy. You know, I'm pretty sure the baby face assassin, right? He's a good basketball player. Great. Not good, but great. But I think, like, she's, like, feeling she's in a different tax bracket, right? So she's seeing the world from a different perspective. and she's seeing social media mm-hmm. and the media from a different perspective. And so she's saying, like, why is whose wife? Okay. Ludacris. Okay. His wife is beautiful, right? She's an African queen. Right. That's what I'm saying. She's a queen. And I know she's being retweeted, Africa. Reposted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's different levels. She is a beautiful woman. She is desirable. And I can understand she's more like a wholesome, sanctified. You know, they're strong in their religious beliefs, which, you know, I'm all for it. But I think that's why she's not perceived as being, because she's a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman. But I think that has something to do with it, that she's not looked at like that or reposted or veered. I think a lot of people just respect the courage too. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking at, you can't trash the courage. That's like trashing the Huxtables.
Why she is.
You never looked at Felicia Rashad. Like, she's a beautiful woman. But I don't know. Hold on. Let me go. No, it's fine. No, but but no, like, you don't look at Felicia Rashad like that. You know, I don't think, you know, she's a beautiful woman. Everybody acknowledged her beauty and how she carried herself. But nobody, you know, if social media was back then, I bet you nobody, they respected them enough to keep them in this box. Okay, we're going to hold you to this standard. And although you are beautiful, we don't, and there's nothing wrong with, like, showing a little bit or being covered up. So I don't, that's my take on it. So, yeah, from my perspective, I think that's how, you know, people, you know, view Mrs. Curry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to piss some people off, but I'm not with it. I'm not with, like... Don't be an Aisha needs to be a shirt, honestly. Like, period. Don't be an Aisha. I'm not.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to do it.
Be better. But.
Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in, man. And we hopefully you guys got some value from this and some insight. We would love to hear back from you guys. Let us know what you thought about this show in particular. Yeah, give us that feedback, though.
Please do. Please tell me what you think about everything that we talked about today, from the sex drive to monogamy, to ethical non-monogamy, aka poly, and then this abortion law thing. Yeah, we have a lot of controversy.
This should go viral. This should go this should be the most engagement on this show, I think, honestly. Come on now.
Yeah. So, all in all, I guess I'll do the vitamin C. So, what we spoke about, Aisha? We spoke about abortion choice. Actually, I didn't mention choice. The idea of choice, here's your vitamin C, actually, you know, sullies the conversation as many of us, aka women, do not have the space to choose. Our choices are informed by violent systems, meaning the game is freaking rigged for us. And you know, what I do choose is almost secondary. So I fight for women, all women, and I do want to be an example. And I know that a lot of times I'm looked at, I live disobediently, and I'm pretty unapologetic about it. And if that means I'll influence one woman to live authentically, however that looks for her, then I'm completely fine with it. But this whole abortion thing is bullshit. And I know I'm over my 5 curse word limit now with that one. But I feel like it was, warranted. And it's fine. As far as Aisha, on one hand, she's a woman, and I'm joking on here. And I'm joking about that. And if I'm being completely serious, her ability to come on a show and exist without apology is radical, and it's her right, and nobody deserves an explanation, but I don't agree with it. So, and that's my right as well. Vitamin C is live unapologetically. F the system. Women, our choice is secondary to what everybody else's wants and desires, and the things that they want to inflict on us. And it sucks. So let's just all move to Thailand. This wasn't scripted, so I'm just talking right now. But absolutely. Be you, be free, and I support you. And all right. Too, I know. All right. So this is season 2, episode 2. And I'm excited. And we got some good episodes and good, great people coming here this season. And I can't wait for you guys to meet them. I can't wait to speak to them on the show. Please leave us comments in the show notes. Excuse me, not in the show notes, in the comment section. Let us know how you feel. Talk to us. And we out.